Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Mark Child, who's chairman and CEO at Condor Gold. How are you today, Mark?
Fine, thanks.
Right, we haven't spoken for a while, but you've been busy in terms of the funding and in terms of activity on the ground. The funding first, perhaps, Mark.
Yes, well, about 10 days ago, we announced that the company has raised £4 million. That was led by £2 million coming in from our major shareholder, Jim Mellon, who said he wanted to put more money into the company. And the other £2 million was predominantly from existing shareholders. So that takes us to a cash balance of about £8 million at the moment.
And that means that you're fully funded in terms of what you want to do in the near term, is that right?
Yes, we'd be fully funded for this year. We have got drill programs underway. We've got 3 drill rigs on site. Just to be clear, if we secure a processing plant, that would need additional capital at that stage. But for what we want to do in terms of fully engineering the project and conduct about 10,000 metres of drilling, we're funded for that.
And in terms of the resource, you're a £60 million valuation at the moment on the market. What's the resource looking at the moment?
We have 2.4 million ounces of gold, and half of that, 1.2 million, is open pitable at an average of 3 grams, and the other 1.2 million ounces of gold is underground. And the open pit resource, we have 3 pits fully permitted, so 1.12 million ounces of gold permitted for extraction. And we have the key permits to construct and operate the mine for a 10-year period.
Open pit sounds like the gold is relatively easy to extract. Is that the case?
Yes, it's a very simple metallurgy. It's on the surface. It's an epithermal vein system. We have artisanal rand. It's a historic mining area where Narandra of Canada mined this in the 1940s and the mine closed in 1956. So, yes, it's a surface material.
Would you say that the heavy lifting in terms of Condor Gold is now over? I mean, the difficult parts, permitting, funding, things like that, and also clearly we're in a bull market for commodities as well.
I think it's materially de-risked and the hard work is starting to pay off. I think that's why Jim's investing. He sees it as a tipping point in the company in terms of a cheap valuation now going forward.
My question was, I suppose, partly loaded towards the notoriously short span of attention that private investors have. The journey now seems to be rather more fast-moving and rather more transparent than it was, let's say, a few years back.
Well, I think we're going to have positive news flow with this drilling. We're drilling 4,000 metres of infill drilling within the main Langia pit. Just to remind people, the main pit has 900,000 ounces of gold at 3 grams. And what we're drilling is the starter pits within that. There's 4,000 metres. This is incredibly shallow. The pits contain about 60,000 ounces of gold at about 40% higher grade at 4.2 grams. And it's within 35 meters of the surface, back to your point about how easy is it. So that there's 60,000 ounces of gold, which is way over $100 million, just within 35 meters of the surface. And so we're doing 25-meter drill spacings, and that's the final drilling ahead of extraction. So you can expect good drill results from that because we're infill drilling in known high-grade areas. And secondly, the announcement yesterday is about adding another 500,000 ounces. So we're now showing the district scale of the project. So I think for the retail side, you've got 3 rigs on site. That should provide some pretty positive drill results and remind everybody that this is a very high-grade gold deposit and it's got potential of 5 million ounces.
Well, what's weird about the London market, let's say, and the mining minnows, it seems to be that there's more speculative attention in the more blue sky, flaky, smaller assets than there is in perhaps companies which have done all their preparation, have got a decent asset in place, relatively easy to extract. They don't have the political issues as well. There seems to be a bit of a ironic situation there in terms of valuation.
Yes, well, it's the classic sort of curve that you sometimes see where you have the resource discovery and then you finalize that and the share price pretty much goes and peaks. And in some ways, we at Condor Shares have been in an orphan stage for 5 or 6 years, i.e. they haven't done an awful lot. That's partly because gold came down 40%. Yes, it's gone back up and tested the high and went through it, but we've had a bear market for 5 years, which people shouldn't forget about. And we've only had a bull market for 2. We went sideways for 2. We went into an orphan dull period because we were getting permitted. We were doing engineering studies and stuff. And that's sort of unsexy in a way, and buying land and so on. But now we're also making it a lot bigger. And that's the significance of yesterday's announcement.
And so that's maybe that's a twist in the tale, that people were maybe assuming a certain asset, a certain time frame. But now you can say, well, actually, there's a lot more than you thought there was before. Plus, now the waiting game is over, and it's all to play for.
Well, there's a twin strategy, which I've kept saying for 5 years, and I don't think anyone's believed me. Yeah, it's to construct and operate a base case of 100,000 ounces of gold. So that continues to do it, and to make it a materially bigger project of 5 million ounces. And now we're embarking on that other part to demonstrate the route to a 5 million ounces. And view it. So we should have, if you like, not just be in that period of, oh, you're constructing, it's a known thing, the resource is capped at 2.4 million. No, this is a much bigger project. And there's a technical video in our release yesterday, which we put a link to on our website, and you can see that the Dr. Juan Pratt, who's Ross Beaty's geologist, is saying, you know, he thinks Cacao has got a minimum of 500,000 ounces. The vein is as thick as any vein on Landia. It's at the top of the system, so we have a preserved epithermal gold system underneath this. And there's a rock at the surface called Cinta, which shows the top of it. We've already drilled it. We've put 2,800 metres of drilling in it, which is not a lot, but we've got some good width, 17 metres at 1.74 grams. We've also got another one at 7.8 metres at 3.7 grams. And this is only 4 kilometres away from a permitted mine. So we're quite excited. I mean, not only the width of the Cacao vein is as wide, as good as anything at Landia, it's also got a 3 to 4 kilometre strike length. So, you know, now we need to drill that to prove the rest of that strike length. But we've got, for example, 1.6 kilometres long strike, we've got rock chip samples of 11.6 grams. That's super high grades, a third of an ounce. So there's something there, and that's coming from somewhere. So we're very excited about the Cacao vein.
And so does that mean that's right? That means you could be a medium-sized producer, a medium, obviously, in the broader sense of the word.
The three pits that we've got is 1.12 million ounces permitted, a mineral resource permitted for extraction. Once you do the mining dilution studies on that, we have 8.6 million tonnes permitted from pits to take to the processing plant. That can produce 120,000 ounces of gold a year if we pulled the stops out and did that in 7 years. We've got the underground, so we know that we can be 120,000 ounces gold a year. Well, that's interesting. It's got critical mass to people. We can then layer in the underground at 1.2 and do another 50,000 to 60,000 ounces of underground production. So that could take you to 170,000 ounces if we pull the stops out. Now, we won't do the underground. We haven't permitted that. We've got to drill it out and much tighter drill spacing, get the permits for it. But they're underneath the pit, the underground, so it will easily get permitted. To my mind, it's already permitted. So that, I think, could be attraction, but that's just with our known ounces today, the 2.4 million. So if we can show another 1-2 million ounces, actually have that independently verified, it does change the dynamics of the project.
If people are looking for some kind of catalyst when they're looking at Condor Gold, it would be or could be the potential for upgrading the asset that you have.
I think that would be a catalyst if there was another million ounces. So if we found another Landia vein, which has 1.3 million ounces in it, and by the way, Landia vein can be extended down dip. We just haven't drilled it very deep. There's another 300,000 ounces at least underneath the main vein. If we add another, just let's say another million on Cacao, that would change the dynamics. I think that's when you might well get a knock on the door from someone, because the number of gold deposits with 5 million ounce potential out there that are permitted is incredibly small, particularly with 690 all-in sustaining cash costs. I think the other catalyst will be securing a processing plant for a stage one approach on this. So, seeing is believing. We've been saying for a while we want to take this through to production. I think once we size that and announce it, and so my other top focus at the moment is actually on securing a processing plant to bring into Nicaragua for the Landia project. I think that would be an important catalyst.
Okay, well, it looks like there's plenty going on at Condor Gold. In the meantime, Mark Child, Chairman and CEO, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.